All right, we're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football as Nick Kaufman got his first win as head coach for the Cougars last week as they survived against Coon Rapids Bayard 46-40. Coach, congratulations on that. How's it feel to get that first one under your belt?
Felt very good. Come out to 14-0 lead, and then ended up tied up 14-14. Went into half with a 14-point lead and were able to hold on in the second half, so it was good.
So after the game, were you excited? Were you relieved? Were you what was going through your mind after you got your first win?
Oh, I mean, a little bit of both, but a lot of relief just because I know that, you know, that Oswald kid, he can score on any play, and it's just crazy trying to tackle him. So yeah, felt like we dodged a bullet getting out of there with a win.
So, you know, I'm looking at the stats from last week's game, and I guess what stands out the most is defensively, Kaysen Calhoun at 12.5 tackles, a monster game for him, 12 of them solo. So I guess he was a one-man tackling machine for you. Yeah. What can you say about Kaysen and how he's kind of come along, especially on the defensive side?
Well, I think he really separated himself even last year as a sophomore. He's an excellent tackler. I think a lot of that comes back to his wrestling background, but he's just a really good tackler, and he's got a nose for the ball, and he's aggressive and tough kid, so fits him well.
Would you say he was just in position all the time, or does he have a knack for the ball? How would you describe it?
Well, I mean, he is on our strong side, so that helps. You know, we try to get him in position to make a lot of tackles, and he's certainly followed through with that.
What else stood out for you on the defensive side?
You know, Owen Hoover and Cullen Bauer played very well. Will Rouse was tough in the middle, and Caden Will was tough. You know, I know he got sucked in a few times on outside contain, but he still played a good game, and we were able to limit them, I guess, to 40 points. That's never a good number on the defensive side, but I guess as long as we got more, it's okay.
Right. On the offensive side, I thought I heard maybe last week that you might have made some adjustments on the offensive line. That was a concern when you and I talked earlier in the season. Where are you on how the offensive line is right now?
Well, the adjustment was that our starting backside tight end was out for the week, Carson McKee. So we moved Brenton Hoover out to tight end instead of he was our guard. So then we moved Drew Barber to the guard position. So we brought out a different package, something we hadn't showed yet, with a little more beef, and that worked out well for us last week. So
that's gonna stay put then. It worked well.
Yeah, I mean, it'll always be in the toolbox. You know, it's just a matter of when it's gonna work for us and when it's not. I felt like last week it was gonna work well, and it did. So.
Right. And Carson's status, I mean, is he going to be out for a longer period of time?
Well, we're hoping to get him back this week. We'll see.
Okay. So then you would go, if he's able to go, would you go back to where you were in week one?
Yeah. I mean, I would say more than likely this week, if he plays, it'll be more on the defensive side and probably not so much on the offense, and at least until he's a solid 100%.
Right. So Zach Kaufman, what improvements do you think he made at quarterback from week one to week two?
Well, he reduced his turnovers, which is always good. He did have two picks the other night, but one of them bounced off the chest of a receiver into the defender's hand. So you can't really blame that one on him, but you know, he did a good job. He ended up in positive yardage on the night rushing, which, you know, we had a couple snaps go over his head. So I think he actually ran the ball pretty well and made some good decisions. I think he was, 8 of 13 passing. So that was good. what I think he had, was it four touchdowns?
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty good night.
Yeah, very good night. The other thing is that you had Colin Bauer run the football a little bit more times than he did against Fremont Mills. Was that by design, just to get him the football?
Yeah, so that was part of that package I was talking about where we just had some bigger guys on the field and just pounded it straight up the field.
So how do you – I mean, that's got to be an emphasis to get him as many touches as you can.
Absolutely. I mean, he's the best athlete we've got, and he's a senior, so you know he's going to be a playmaker, so just get him the ball. Even on the defensive side, he had a defensive touchdown, scoop and score on a fumble, so the more touches we can get for him, the better off we're going to be.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the man, I think he defines what a football player is.
Yes.
I just love watching Colin Bauer play football.
Yeah. At least two of his touchdowns were just 100% effort, just absolute, you know, taking control. So it's good.
Do you feel like now that this team is in a different place? I mean, last year, again, you and Coach Bauer talked about this last year about how this team was going to be better as they moved along. I get the same impression that this is going to be the same story with you and this football team, is that your team is going to be a heck of a lot better towards the end of the season than it is, you know, early on.
Well, I mean, certainly just looking at the schedule, we're going to be better off later in the season. The front end of the season, the first four games are just a juggernaut. So the last four won't be, I mean, I'm not downplaying any of those teams, but certainly not at the same level as the first four games. So we've got the next 2 weeks, we've got some really tough competition. So we're going to have our hands full.
No doubt about it. So this week it is Bedford, and the Bulldogs, they just seem to be tough to start the season. They were not in the preseason top 10, but apparently, you know, neither was Audubon. So we know that people didn't know how good Audubon is. They don't know how good this Bulldog team. How good is this Bulldog team?
Well, they did. Both of those teams would have been in my preseason top 5. So that's, you know, they're solid. I think Audubon should be in the top 4 for sure. Bedford's going to be a tough matchup for us just because of the physical nature of the way they play. They've got big guys up front, and they've got some tremendous athletes bringing up the rear. It's going to really cause us some fits. So it's going to be tough.
What is it about their running game that will put a lot of pressure on your offense? I mean, their quarterback Quentin Dalton seems like the guy, and Ashton Nally, another guy who could run for you. What is their system that will provide that toughness for your defense?
Well, just the physicality of the way they play up front, plus the athleticism between Dalton and Nally, it's a tough combination to defend. So if you're, you know, out of position at all, it's going to be 6 points. So pretty tough.
Pretty tough indeed, and tougher still to go on the road. But let's hope that your boys can withstand it. Maybe the Cats can beat the Dogs for a change.
You bet.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this week against Bedford. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, Chris.
Nick Kopp, an head coach for the Cam Cougar football team, joining us here on KSOM.